they throw away.
Dying to follow them, but they were so idiotic and so stupid. They just gave up on them because they said, "You guys don't know how to run."
Somebody came to me this morning and suggested, the FCC, as you know, is giving out radio frequencies now on the FM for local stations. So somebody suggested that we start for nonprofits. Somebody suggested, came to me this morning and said he'd be willing to organize it, to organize either the Yeshiva should have a radio station or if my shul should have a radio station, and we could broadcast all the shiurim live here. What? To broadcast the shiurim. Why? I don't know. People in their cars, instead of listening to sports, they'll listen to a shiurim. Exciting shiur, Yerushalmi. How could a person not listen?
I mean, we're not talking about thousands of people.
10, all right. He said it's very minimal expense. He says like $15,000. It's an entire expense. He said the annual expense is probably like $1,000 a month, so $12,000. The equipment is $15,000, and the expense is about $1,000 a month.
And you can do coffee in the morning.
Yeah, no, I know. Have to go with a portable transmitter. Right.
Not our
job. Maybe it would be different if it was on radio.
Sure. It would be worse.
We'd have to have a six-second delay, obviously, in order to... Okay. Anyway, that's how we're coming off. We're at the top of the little gimbal, right? Five lines on the top. Mesa, Samachem Ralph. We didn't get the Mishnah. Mesa Eino Imo. If the Ksuva was written in a way that the conditions were contingent on the woman being alive, so if she dies, of course, she's no longer with him, and therefore the Tanai Ksuva, which is in this case was that her daughter should be supported, no longer applies. Niskashen Imo, if the mother's divorced, so then it doesn't apply to a daughter as well. Hichziro, what if you divorced her but then retook her back? So Manda Maluksuva Avalo Tsunaim Yu says that when you take back a woman after divorcing her, you take it back for a ksuva, whatever it was, but not for the Tsunai Ksuva. So it should be, instead of Tani, it should be Hachinami. Here too, that she doesn't get the Tanai Ksuva is not restored, and therefore the daughter who was written into the original Ksuva is no longer supported. Ma'amar ben Ksuva ben the Tanai Ksuva says that you take back the woman, both of the Ksuva and for the Tanai Ksuva. Here too, it should be Hachinami. Here the Tanai Ksuva returns, and the daughter continues to be fed based on the Tanai Ksuva, which was incorporated into the original Ksuva. Now, getting back to the Mishnah said, Pichon Yekoyesvin. The wise people would write, "I'm not sure his son is bite chamesh and kozman shati me, as I will support your daughter for 5 years as long as you're with me." V'tani ola, and we learned with vamin esur mishonim. This is only if this is from a first marriage that this condition. Why is it for the woman? Interesting thing. Only for a first marriage. Why is that? Like Rechina said, Hamesius Penoba Babais. This is a Gemara we had a long, long time ago, way back when in Ksuvas. It said that if you marry off your son in a certain house, Zacha Babais, the kid inherits the house as a present. That's also only from the first marriage. So it means that the first marriage is so precious that you're willing to give wonderful things to your kids on their first marriage. So too, if he's marrying a woman and this is her first marriage for him, then he has, even though she already has a daughter, so it's obviously not a first marriage for her, but then he's willing to commit wonderful things to her. But if it's a second marriage for him, so then he doesn't have the same degree of committing. So it's interesting. It seems even if he wrote into a ksuva that he's going to feed her daughter, so it doesn't apply, it's only for a first marriage for him, but not for a second marriage. We say it's too outlandish. I guess it's like an asmachta. It's not a valid condition because it's too outlandish, and he's not going to accept it by himself. But important to know the Korban Hedin says that that's only if he what I just said was not correct. I retracted. What I meant to say is the following. I should have said the following. That from the first marriage, if he writes in the contract, and then he divorces her, and then he takes it back, so it comes back into effect. According to Madan Amar, that he goes back to the Tanai Ksuba. But from a second marriage, if he writes it into the contract, and then he divorces her, then he takes it back, then everybody agrees that he doesn't, the contract to sustain the daughter, the stepdaughter, does not come back into effect. Because he's only willing to commit to such a extreme measure if it's the first marriage for him, not if it's the second marriage for him. That's what I meant to say. Okay? So it's really a reflection not on while he's married to her first time around, but while he's married to her a second time around, if he divorces and returns her, that to commit that far is only if it's her first marriage, not from his second marriage. Okay? That's what I meant to say. Okay. Amana Shamra. And Amana, who said, that's not what I meant to say, that's what I should have said. Amana Shamra. A widow who said, "If she loves me, it's not possible for me to move from my husband's house." They cannot say, "Go to your father's house." I will sustain you there. They rather sustain her, the nice little mother, and they give her an apartment, a dwelling, based on her honor where she is. Okay, Ksiv, it says. Now this actual quote. A lot of the following Gemara we actually had in Kilayim. It was a long time ago. But, there's parallels to Bavli here. I did not have time today to look at the Bavli inside, but I will tell you from memory certain things where the Bavli here is different from the Yerushalmi. Ksiv Amazim Chavshi, it says here, it says by people who died that they're exempt from mitzvahs. Once a person dies, he's exempt from performing mitzvahs. Rabbi Tziva Shloshet Dvarim. Now, the reason why this is coming up. Rabbi Tziva, reason why this quote is coming up, it's not going to do directly with our Mishnah. Rabbi Tziva Shloshet Dvarim Shas Ptiroso. Rabbi commanded three things at the time of his death. Alta Zuza Amanasi Basi, my widow should not move from my house. Vatasbuni Bayeros, and do not make me a hespate in small towns. Only in big cities. So people shouldn't fight over which small town is going to get the honor of being masked for me. Those who accompany me during my lifetime and serve me, mostly they should serve me in my death. Okay, that was what he said. Now we analyze what he said. My widow should not move from my house. That's not a price of our Mishnah. It says explicitly, what did Rebbe have to tell them this? It says, Amana Shomri, if she lazuz mi beis bali, a widow says that she can't move her husband's house, we could listen to her. The halachas like her. Rebbe Deisa said, here he had to make it clear why. The lo yemula, they shouldn't say to his widow, Besa de Nasvaso, this is the White House, lady. This goes to the next Nasi. You can't stay here, right? Jackie Kennedy, after her husband was killed, she didn't get to stay in the White House, right? So they shouldn't say to her, Besa de Nasvaso, Mishtave de Nasvaso, and therefore it's under lien or under, whatever, for the next Nasi. The Rebbe's house is not like that. Rebbe's house goes to his wife. Rabbi Elazar ben Yosef. Elazar ben Yosef says, "Kiadah, it's not like, even though kiadah usually means it is like, but here it means it's not like the tani that which we learned later on in the Masechta. It says, "Dora bebayis geshem shoyis dora ubalim the dora the nasim dinas ayom," that we give her after the death of her husband equivalent house as she would get it for her husband was in Chutz Lawrence, which is not a grandiose palace, just an adequate house. So I might hear say here she would shrink at the grandiose palace. That's why Rebbe said, I don't want her removed from my grandiose palace. I guess Rebbe had paid for it. It probably wasn't taxpayer money. So therefore, even though it would go to the next Nasi, but only upon the death of his widow. Okay? Venizonis, and so to a widow is fed, Kishem Shreisonizonis, as she would have been fed a bottle known as Sulamadina Sayam, if her husband's a chutzlaritz, and again, not in an outlandish fashion, but here Rebbe was stipulating that she should remain in his palace. V'atas b'nei bayoros do not kimi espedim in small towns. Ne'machlokas because it caused strife and divisiveness. Who's actually going to have the rights to be maspid rebbe? U'mishnit pa b'bechai those who dealt with me in my lifetime, top of me mostly, will deal with me after my death. Amar echidet tzipori, Rabbi Chinam Tzipori said, kigon such as Yosef Efrati, Yosef Chofni, and those two. Okay, those are the two. Rabbi Chizkiya Mosif, Rabbi Chizkiya added, Al Taubro Light Achrichim. I don't want to have too many shrouds. Ve Tearonina Kuvalorets, and let my coffin be open to the ground, which I think we actually do nowadays. We open on the bottom of the coffin very often. I'm not sure exactly what they do here, but Mil Samara. Now this teaches us Besadin Echod Hunikba Rebbe. And Rebbe was buried in one shroud. The Rebbe Amar Lokamot Barnashu Uazi Uhuazi. Because Rebbe holds, this is not in the Bible, to the best of my recollection, that Rebbe, but it's telling the story about the shrouds and the following story afterwards. But Rebbe holds that a person doesn't come back the same way he's buried, so therefore, you don't have to bury him in good clothing. God will give him a sable rose suit when he brings him back to this world. But he doesn't have to be buried in it, right? For Rabbanan argue. Rabbanan say, Kamo the Barnashu Azil, just like a person goes, who was he? Whatever clothes he's buried in, that's he comes back, okay? Again, I don't remember this machlokas from the Bavli at all. I don't think it appears there, but it's interesting machlokas.
This Rabbanan, I think, is quoted in Shami Brachos.
That might be. I mean, we had a Kilayim, maybe. Brachos, you think, specifically? Brachos, okay. Tani B'Shem Rabbi Nosson. Rabbi Nosson said, K'susei Redesim Adam Lishol. The list, as you see, is a brisa from Eva Rabosi, says here on the side. The clothing which goes down with the person to the grave, he boimo, he comes back with him. That's like Rabbanan say. My time, why? Tisapech kachomer chosom. They will be turned over like mud, and their seal, meaning their image or their countenance, will be erased in the grave. These yatsvu, and they will rise up again, kamo lavush, as if they were clothed. So we could see that they go to come up the same way they were put down, okay, in the same clothing. Antulinus, who's called in the Bavli Antoninus, was a Roman governor. Shaul Rebbe asked Rebbe, Ma'odain, is that what it says? Tisapech kuchomer chosab. It will turn over like clay, the seal. Amalei, so he said, Mishu Meh, it's not like you, and Antoninus asked him. Sounds like you get it back up in the same clothes which you're put down, not like you said, Rebbe. Amalei, so he said, so Rebbe responded to him, Mishu Meh es ador, he who brings the generation back to life, whom Abisho, he will turn them over and also give them new clothes. So it's not the same clothes, but new clothes.
When Shmuel was brought up, there's nothing mentioned about
Levi. Nothing mentioned about what is no. Sorry.
That's the only time we know someone that was brought
right
back.
I don't remember anything of that sort. But even that was a vision, so I don't know if it's a raya. Rabbi Yochanan Mefaki, Rabbi Yochanan commanded down the Bavli, the Korban Moshe actually brings down the Bavli here. We had this recently. It's Rabbi in Shabbos. It's Rabbi Yanai. Said the same thing. Abushuni Bivard Kiyo, dress me in pink clothing. Now, pink nowadays has a negative connotation, but not back then. Lo chivrin, not black. Lo chmin, not white. Lo chmin, nor black. Pink. Why? Because in kamis bin tzadikaya, if I rise among the tzadikim, lo gavhi, lo nafis, I won't be out of line. In kamis bin rishayim, if I can rise among the rishayim, lo nafis, I won't be out of line. In other words, this way, I'll be set, I won't be too off color. Whatever crowd I rise up with the Rishayim of the Tzaddikim. Now it's interesting, that's all the Bavli brings down. Now the Yerushalmi goes on, and this must be the source of our minhag. Rabbi Yeshua Pukid, Rabbi Yeshua commanded, Abushuni, put me in chivrin chafusin, in white clothes with sleeves, which is obviously the kittel, right? So Amalei said, Ma, tov min rabbach, what are you better than your Rebbe? Your Rebbe was wanting to be buried in pink shrouds. You're such a big tzaddik, you want to be buried in white clothes? So he said, on my loans, he said, Umano boys boofdi, why should I be embarrassed of my deeds? So it's interesting, different generations had different types of mussar. Rabbi Yanai, or Rabbi Yochanan's generation, for them it was better to actually encourage, you know, questioning one's deeds and saying, maybe I should be buried in pink because who knows where I'll get up. But Rabbi Yoshe obviously saw in the next generation that he has to encourage people to be confident in what they're doing, and therefore he told them they should bury him in a white, carefully made kittel. And it's interesting that our minhag actually follows that, I believe, that we bury people in their kittels, if I know correctly.
This last thing about the sleeves, does that mean that the Rabbi Yochanan did not have sleeves to this thing?
I think it was just a simple shroud, probably.
So it was wrapped like a mummy?
Yeah.
It was like the Ted Kaczynski version of the shrouds.
Sleeveless?
Okay. I don't think they got on the mic, and better for the cause. Says about Amalei, they said, Rabbi Yirmiyah similarly, Mefaked, he also commanded, Abushuni Chivin Chafutin, put on me white clothes with sleeves, and Abushuni Danase, put me on my outer cloak, which was like a Choshver cloak, Vavu Masane Beraglai, and put my shoes on my feet. I don't think we bury in shoes, but I really don't know. My stick on my hand. The Avuni Al Sitra, put me on my side. We bury Mason on their back, but he said, put me on my side. In Asi Mashiach, if Mashiach comes, I'll be ready to get up. Sipora means literally makes greet the morning. So he wanted to show how prepared he was for Mashiach, that he wants to be buried in readiness for Mashiach to come. Armin, now getting back to the death of Rebbe, and this is a similar thing as in the Bavli. Armin, they said, man demar lan demis Rebbe. Anybody who tells us Rebbe dies, unincognito, we're going to kill him. Yeah, we had Nushami Kilaim. This story, we actually, most of Rebbe's death already appeared in Kilaim. So, we're going to kill him. Adiglon bar kapar raises or bar kapar stuck out his head from a window. Mechusay mani mevazin, and was wearing ripped clothes. Armor alone. So he said to them, Yitzukim ba'arelim, the Yitzukim, which is the ground, which is solid. Ve'arelim are the malochim, those who are on high. Tufts of luchos both grabbed at the luchos and tugged at the command at the staff tablets. The garbi yadon shel erelim. Erelim, and the hands of the Erelim, the heavens, were more powerful. The Chatzos Aluchos, and they grabbed the Luchos. Now, I'm not sure if in the Bavli it's Ula who said this. I think maybe the people who assembled said it, not Ula himself. But I think in the Bavli only he appeared in ripped clothing. Anyway, Amarle, I might be wrong about that. Again, I told you didn't have time to look. What? That says you're Barkor. I'm sorry, Barkor. Yeah. Amalei, they said, Damach Rebbe. So he said, oh, must be Rebbe died. Amalei, so he said, Atona Martun. What?
We have this line.
Yeah, this is. You said not me. That's also in the Bible, though. Atona Martun, you said it, not me. The Karin, so they ripped their clothes. But also, Kala the Karin. And the sound of them ripping their clothes went, Lego Paposa, went as far as Paposa, Malchus Emilin, which is 3 mil away. Okay? Rabbi Nosef Hashem Rabbi Mona. Now, this is not in the Bavli. It says in the Bavli is Friday, but this is a fascinating Gemara. It says, Rabbi Nosef Hashem Rabbi Mona said, Maisa Nisim Nasu Bosar Yom. A tremendous miracle happened that day. Erev Shabbos, it was Erev Shabbos. V'niklus Sukkah Yoros Laspido, and all the cities came to me, Maspidim. V'shune Tamne, V'shune, and they put him down in order to make a spin, because they used to make stops along the route. To Timnei Seknishnot. In 18 shuls. V'achtun in the Beis Shorim, they took him down to Beis Shorim. V'tolas lo in Yoima. And the day of Erev Shabbos lasted longer. Achio kol echon v'echon magil abeso. This is in the Bavli. What's coming up is not in the Bavli. U'mayel u'chavish u'mayim, and he was able to fill up a bucket of water. U'mayel kasin and light the candles for Shabbos. Now, came with Shishok al-Chama. However, this is not in the Bavli. It says, once the sun, I think, if I recall correctly. Once the sun set, Karagev, immediately the rooster crowed. Because the night didn't push off. The day didn't push off the night. It's interesting, because it tells us he saw it in miracles. That the day doesn't push off the night. but rather the night is compressed. And I think that this actually argues in the Rashi and Chumash, because Rashi and Chumash says when Yaakov slept by, you know, the right? So the sun set early, right? It says that the sun had to go, but so the sun was compensated by Yehoshua. But you see here, the regular clock doesn't stop when the miracle occurs. It was basically what happened was that it was the sun, Taka, went in its regular revolution. There was just a nace in that place that the light, there was light and it wasn't dark. It was like, you know, the divine light, the Aragonos L'Tzadikim, that light was shining, and therefore by them, it wasn't yet Shabbos, right? Something like to that effect. But the regular sun's cycle continued. So dawn came at the same time it always came. It wasn't altered later on, okay? Maybe I'm wrong, but that's the way it seems to me to read the Gemara.
So that is exactly what the person say on Yehoshua, that whole story.
Yeah.
Is that basically there was no nightfall, the day went right into the next day.
Yeah, that sounds like the Pesukim, Shemesh Begiva and Dom Yerech Be'emekai Elon. In other words, it was just an aberration in that one location. Okay? So in any event, so the next day, but when they got up and they heard, you know, 1 hour later, the rooster crowed, Shai Matigan, they started feeling bad. I mean, they said, Dilma the Chavalin on Shubsa. Maybe we're Machal Shabbos. Vazas Basco Varmalon, so Basco came and said, Call Mishlon Isatso Be'espedo Shor Rebbe. Anybody who wasn't lazy in the Hesped of Rebbe, Yemavusel Chayelon Baba, is the destined world to come. And that includes everybody, even those who seem to have gone late, because that was the right thing to do. And Mina Shamayim was like that. Barmin Katz, except for that launderer, and this is also in the Bavli, because that launderer, he used the extra time to do laundry. Said, well, look, I got a longer Friday, I can work longer. So he ate guard all of my butt. Came to Shama, came once the launderer heard that. Soikliger went up on the roof. The Tully Garme, and he threw himself down on me, and he died. Nafka's brass called us another Basco came out of Amras and said, Vafil Katz or even the launderer. And it's one of the sources that a person could commit suicide for Kapora, the occasion. Yeah. So, okay, that's the Bavli and Yerushalmi. Rabbi Avi Yosel Tzipori and Shabbat Shiva Shnin. Rabbi was in Tzipori for 17 years. Pekor Gamen, he called upon himself, Vachi Yaakov Eretz Mitzrayim, you know, in Omen Beis, where it says Bracious Mem Zayin, in the margin, further down, much further down. There's a circle at the beginning of the line, a small circle. He said, "Vaychi Yaakov Eretz Mitzrayim Shvatzi Shana." Yaakov lived in Egypt for 17 years. Vaychi Yehuda B'tzipor, and Yehuda lived in Tzipor Shvatzi Shana. However, it's a catch. Umin Guveim, from among those 17 years, of at Klasas Shreishni Choshi Shinoi, 13 years, he had problems with his teeth. Now it's interesting. In the Bavli, also had 13 years, but I don't think the Bavli says it was from those 17 years. It was 13 separate years. Because here he said these were the 17 great years of his life. He had Yaakov 7 years of Mitzrayim. So it's a little bit difficult that those 13 years he had tooth pains. Also, in the Bavli, it's not tooth pains, but rather stomach pains. Okay, so it's a major machlokas, whether it's his teeth or his stomach. Anyway, it hurts. So it says, call such lotion, I'm Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Boon, right? Rabbi Boon said, "Kolson Shlosha Seishana, all those 7 years, Lomezel Chai Beretz Yisrael, a woman giving birth did not die in Eretz Yisrael, Vloipilo Bar Beretz Yisrael, nor were there any miscarriages in Eretz Yisrael. Vloima Chashi Shinoi, why do you have a toothache?" This is a famous Maisa, it's also in the Bavli. Chazman Ava Ava, once he was passing, Chamachan Egel, he saw a certain calf, Misnakis, which is about to be shechted. Gah, so the calf mooed. Varmer Lane said, "Rebbe, shaze me. Rebbe, save me." Varmer Lane said, "What can I do? Lokachno Tzarki, you were created for this purpose." Okay? And this was cruel, and therefore from Shamayim, they gave him this punishment. Uvasova Echim Shama, in Shabt. At the end, how do you come healthy? How do you recover from the toothache? I don't know, he could have just had the tooth extracted. I don't know exactly what's going on. But Chamsun, Hein de Katlun Chada Kendach Baraya. You saw somebody killing a bunch of mice. Armelon, they said, Arpunun, leave the mice alone. Rachmav Alkom Asoksiv, God is merciful in all his creatures. I think in the Bible, it might have been some different animal, but I don't remember. Anyway, same idea. Now, the next case is not in the Bavli, as far as I recall. Next issue. And we're going to come back about, in a moment, actually, to Rebbe's toothache. But in the meantime, we have a parenthetical remark. Rebbe Ava Inman Sagit. Rebbe was very humble. He was humble vis-a-vis animals, too, but he was very humble in general. Vahava Mari said, Come out the Emily Barnasho, oh no, if anything a person tells me to do, I'll do. Chut, except, Mimashu Asu Zikne Besera, that which the elders of Ben Besera did, Luzikne to my elder, Hillel. Do you remember what the B'nai Besera did to Hillel? They took themselves off the Nasius and gave it to Hillel instead. They willingly abdicated in Hillel's favor. That, the Sharon Gamun, that's he says, the Sharon Gamun, they removed themselves, Manune, and they appointed Hillel. In that I'm not doing. In Slavic Ravuna Reish Kalusa, Lach Ravuna the Reish Kalusa, the Exlar comes here, Ana Moisiv Leel Mini, I'll put him up on, over me. Dumin Yehuda, because he's from Yehuda, Varnami Bin Yomin, I'm Rishay Bin Yomin. Dumin Dichrai, he's from the males of Yehuda, Varnami Nukvas, and the Kufta, I'm from based of it, and I'm from the females of based of it, which of course why he's from Shay Bin Yomin, because it's only from Yehuda from his mother's side. But I'm not going to abdicate. I'll give him covet, but I'm not going to abdicate in his favor. Okay, so Chazman, once Rav Chia wanted to play a little prank on his Rebbe. Chazman, all Rav Chia, Rabba Gabe, once Rav Chia the Great went into him, Amalei says, and ho Rav Huna Lakan, Rav Huna is here, get ready. So Niskarkam Upanosh Rebbe, Rebbe's face became red, or embarrassed. Amalei, so Rav Chia said, Aronohu. It's only his coffin. It's not he himself. He's dead. Amar Lei, so Rebbe was upset at Rebbe Chia for trying to play a prank on him. So he said, Pukami, my boy, Lakan, go see who's outside and came here. No, fuck, he went outside. Veloshkach Barnash, and he didn't find anybody. Veyadahu the Koisalei, love it, and he knew that Rebbe's upset at him. Tapasam Chvaman Ralph. Ovid the law El Gabe, so he made himself, since he was in the Zifa, since he was rebuked by his Rebbe, he didn't go in for his Rebbe, plus in Yoimim for 30 days. On Rabbi Yisrael, Rabbi Yisrael Ibn said, "Call in a plus in Yoimim, please say Yoimim, Yomaya, for those 30 days, Yolif Rab Mine, Rav learned from Rabbi Chia, Koklo, the rights of all the principles of the Torah." Okay, those 30 days, Rabbi Chia was not by Rebbe, so he taught his nephew Rab everything in the Torah. Besov plus to say Shunaya, plus to say Yoimim. Now, at the end of the 13 years of Rebbe suffering, Rebbe still had a toothache then. Maybe that's why he was in a bad mood. But he had a toothache. So then, 30 days later, after the 13 years were over, was Rebbe Chia's, it's time to make shalom with Rebbe Chia. So then, all Elio Lagabe, Elio came into him, Bidmus Rebbe Chia Rabba, looking like Rebbe Chia the Great. Amarle, so he said to Rebbe, Elio said to Rebbe, Ma Mori Avid, how are you doing? What's my master doing? Amalei Chachin Amikali said, I have this one tooth which is bothering me. Amalei, so he said, Chamele, show it to me. The Chamele showed it to him. The Yavid's boy lover, he put his finger upon it, the intramus, and it became healed. And of course, there are two catalysts here. One is that he had Rachmonis on the mice. But the immediate catalyst is that Elio wants to put Rebbe Chia back in Rebbe's good graces. Okay? So both catalysts went together. Says the Gemara, the next day, Lamachar, on the 31st day, all Rabbi Chia, Rabbi Gabe, Rabbi Chia came in. Armalei, so he said to Rabbi, Ma Mori Avid, how are you doing? Hey Shinayach, Maravida, those teeth of yours, how are they doing? And he didn't know Elio had been there yesterday, but of course, being with Rabbi for the last 13 years, he knew Rabbi's teeth hurt, right? Armalei, so he said to me, Now, who shite the Yavis, Atzbach, Alave? From that moment that you put your finger on it, in Shemasa became healed. Was Rabbi Chia happy about this? No. Bosa Shah Amar at that time said, Elochem Chayav Sheberetz Yisrael. Woe to you women giving birth in Eretz Yisrael. Elochem Ubar Sheberetz Yisrael. Woe to you women who are pregnant in Eretz Yisrael. Because for those years that Rebbe was undergoing those travails, it was a balance, right? So other people didn't have to undergo travails. But now the Rebbe's got it good, so then, it's going to be bad for those. So maybe he himself could have healed Rebbe, but he would never have done it. It was Elio who did it. Okay, it's interesting, that perspective. So even though Elio can make the cheshbon, but Rebbe Chia would never have made the cheshbon on his own. Okay, it says more. Amar, Rebbe Chia answered truthfully, he said, Lo avinu ano, it wasn't me here yesterday. Nevertheless, Rebbe saw, must have been Elio, Sabina Ishaita from that time, Shari Rebbe Avi Leyakar. Rebbe began to demonstrate to Rebbe Chiya a degree of honor. Karava, all the little base matter, we used to go in the base manager, Shari already would say, Yikayas Rebbe Chiya Rabbo, Lifnimi Meni. Rebbe Chiya the Great should enter before me. Rabbi Shmuel Reyosi was an old man, left over previous generation. Besides, his father had been the illustrious Rabbi Yossi. So he was very tense about his own covet, Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yossi. So he said, Lifnimi Meni? Is Rabbi Chiya going to go get an even better seat than me? He literally further in than me? I'm like, Chatz V'Sholem. No, not to track from your covet. Ela Rabbi Chiya Rabbo Lifnim. Rabbi Chiya the Great inside. Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yossi Lifnai Lifnim. Truly inside, meaning on an even higher Madrid. A similar story. Rabbi Abba Masti Shavchei Rabbi Chiya. Rabbi was saying over the praise of Rabbi Chiya Rabbi the Great. Kumar Rabbi Yishmoel Rabbi Yossi. Farai Rabbi Yossi. Chazman Chamsei Lugobani. Once, Rabbi Chiya saw Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yossi in the bathhouse. He didn't submit himself before him. He didn't demonstrate a proper covet. So he said to Rabbi Yishmoel Rabbi Yossi, he said to Rabbi, Ahanu that Master Shavchei, this is the guy upon which you heap praises. He didn't show me proper derecheres. Amalei ma'avan. So Rabbi said, what did he do to you? Amalei, so Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yossi said, Chamsi gobani, he saw me in the bathhouse. The Lord's going to come on, he didn't subjugate himself to me. Amalei, so Rabbi turned to Rabbi Chiya and said, Lama v'adike, why'd you do that? Amalei, so he said, yes, you lie. May things befall me. Din sachis leidais. I don't even know if I swam. In other words, I was so distracted. Right? I was so not paying attention to what was going on around me. I don't even know if I adequately answered the water. What was going on? By Ishaita, at that moment, Askeris Inoi, B'chol Sevetilim Agoda. I had my eyes closed because I was going through the entire Agadata of Sefer Tehillim. I don't know what I was doing in the bathhouse. I guess, you know, you couldn't tear his mind away. The bottom line is, he said, the reason I didn't get Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yossi proper cause is because I didn't notice it. Okay? Miayishaita for that time. Masalei trained Amhidin. Rabbi gave Rabbi Chiya two students, the Achuni Mei, that they should go with him, go Sakanta, in any dangerous place because he obviously was not paying attention to his surroundings. Rabbi Yasa, after Rabbi Chiya's death, Rabbi Yasa Tzam Tamnoye Tzomi, he fasted 80 fasts, L'chaimer Rabbi Chiya Rabbi, that should be able to see Rabbi Chiya the Great in a dream. V'msof Acham, at the end he saw him in a dream. V'rogs in Yodhi, and his hands trembled, V'kona Einoi, and his eyes became dark. V'yidem, you're going to say, Ava Rabbi Yossi Bar Nazir, maybe Rabbi Yossi was small fry, Rabbi Yasa actually. The Rabbi Yasa, who's Rabbi Yasa in the Bavli, maybe small fry. By the way, none of this is in the Bavli, this whole story about Rabbi Chiya. We did have some elements, I think, in the Rishami previously, but it was not in the Bavli. So it said, maybe you think Rabbi Yasa is small fry, then that's why he was not able to sustain his vision of Rabbi Chiya. You know, he is a big man. How so? Chad Gedalai, Asa Kami Rabbi Yochran. He's certain, I think, Gedalai is somebody who makes threads. Weaver. Yeah. Came from Rabbi Yochran. He says, Chamis B'chami, I saw in my dream, the Rekia Nafal, that the heavens are falling. The Chad Mitamidach Samichle, and one of your students was supporting him. Amar Leis, so Rabbi Yochran had said, Chochi Mat Lei, did you recognize him? Amar Leis said, Min Anacham Lei, if I see him, Anachochim Lei, I'll recognize him. Vavar Kol Tamini Kamoi, so he put all of his Tamini in front of this weaver in a lineup. Chochim Rabbi Yossi, he recognized Rabbi Yasa. So see, Rabbi Yasa is the one who supports Shamayim. He's a very chosh of a dude. But nevertheless, when it comes to seeing Rabbi Chiya, he trembled and sittered, and he suffered as a result because Rabbi Chiya was really up there. Hashem Elokish, Tzam Plasma San Tzoyme. He fasted 300 fasts, the Michmer Rabbi Chiya Ruba, to see Rabbi Chiya the Great in a dream. Lochem say he didn't see him. But so far, at the end of 300 fasts, Shari Mitzvah became upset. You know, it didn't do him any good. Amasa says, Ma, what's going on? Abaloi, Barais, and Sagi, Mini. Did he learn Torah more than I did? Rish Lakish was one of the greatest scholars of all times. He said, the Rabbi Chiya learned more than me. And Rish Lakish saw Rabbi Chiya, because Rabbi Chiya and Rabbi Lakish was a junior Talmud of Rebbe's. He was a senior Talmud. But they were both in the same base marriage. But after his death, he no longer was zoichet to see him, even in a vision. Why? Right? So says Amar, they said, he taught more than you in Am Yisrael. Lord, not only that, Eldav Agali went to the Golos. He said, for Eldav Agali, what, I never went to the Golos? I went to the Golos too. Armalay said, Adav Agali Gav Gale Melech. You went to the Golos to learn Torah from other Rebbes. Vruav Agali Malfa. Rebbe Chiya used to go out to teach. The famous Gemara in Tzuvas, Shnapradani in the Bavli, Yushalim, it's in the Bavli, Rebbe Chiya used to go out and used to shoot, deer, and make hides, and write the Torah on five hides, and go and teach Mishnah, and learn to teach the Mishnahs, teach the five Sefer Torah, the five kids in the village, and teach the six Sefer Mishnah, the six kids in the village, and have everybody learn, teach everybody else. And Rebbe said, Gedolei Ma'aseh Chiya. So he was famous, not just for learning, but for teaching, and that was his Iker Zchus. Now, Karav Adamich Ravuna Reish Kulsum, Ravuna the Exilog, not the one on Samachem and Ralph base, a later one died. Askuni Loch, they brought him up there to Israel, and this mice we did have in the Yerushalmi way back when, maybe Brochus, maybe sometime in Israel. But anyway, he died. Askuni Loch, they brought him up there to Israel. Armin, they said, in honor, where should we put his coffin? You know, this, you put him in caves, right? So which cave should we put him in? Now the guy Rabbi Chiya, let's put in Rabbi Chiya's cave. He's one of them. Rabbi Chiya came from Babel, Ravuna came from Babel, they're both a bunch of Babylonians, let's put them together. So Armin, they said, Man all you have later on, who's gonna go in and put him there? Rabbi Chagai said, again, it's not the Babel, but we did have the Yushalmi. Chagai said, I'll go and put him there. Amalisa said, Elad boy, you want a plot. We know you. That Varsav, you're an old man. And you want to go in there and drop dead so you can be buried in Rabbi Chiya. It's just a plot on your part to be buried in Rabbi Chiya's caver. So he said, listen. Yavu Mashicha Baragli, make me with me like the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur. Put a rope on my leg. Vin Anis, if I spend too much time, Asun Garshli, come and pull me out. All of Ashka Chlas, they went in and saw three Aronin, it should be not Donin, three coffins. Yehuda Bni Acharecha Veinot. And Rechiv is saying, Yehuda, my son, after you, there's no one else. You're so with such a tzaddik. Chizkiya b'ni, acharecha v'enod, after you, there's no one else. Acharecha, behind them, I guess they're in the same location as Yosef. Kever Yosef, we say today, is in Shechem. I don't know if that's true, and if it is, maybe Kever Rabbi Chiya is there too. Anyway, acharecha Yosef ben Yisrael v'enod, besides that, Yosef, the son of Yisrael, was there, and there's no one equaling to him. They're all great tzaddikim. Everybody there was a great tzaddik in that cave. So Tola and Mistako. So Rabbi Chagai picked up his eyes to look. So they said to him, Amechapech, lower your face. You're not worthy of looking at the people who are buried here. Rabbi Chia Rabba said, Yehuda Bray, Navish Ravuna. Rabbi Chia said to his son Yehuda, make room for Ravuna, in other words, for another coffin. Yosef lay, so Rabbi Chagai put Ravuna's coffin there. Lo kabel alavi masiv lay. He would not accept Ravuna would not accept to sit there. In other words, Ravuna's coffin, he was dead, obviously, but he was not.
He didn't make room for.
No, it was the other way around. Lokevla Mesav Le, Ravuna did not want to be put there. He didn't want to infringe on Yehuda. okay, which is an interesting perspective. I know how he made it known, but all these dead people are talking, obviously, so there's all my sinisim. So in any event, I mean, they said, k'mod lo kavi alayim meisiv lei. It's just like he would not accept sitting to infringe upon Rabbi Chiya's son. Kein zayaseh lo paska miyola. So to his children should never cease. In other words, Rav Huna's line of descendants should always be intact. You know, there's a famous story of Bustanai, one of the great-grandchildren of Reish Galusa. Everybody was wiped out, but he was still survived. So the line of Reish Galusa remained intact through all the generations. Okay? This bracha.
So do we know if this really happened with the Rav Huna's progeny?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It did. Yeah, the line of Reish Galusa was always protected. It's all, at least as long as we have records, right, which is still the late, until a year 1100. Anyway, V'yotzim Yisra'am ben Shmonim Shana. Now Rabbi Chagai went out of there when he was 80 years old. V'nich b'losh nosav, and he lived another 80 years. So people shouldn't be questioning him. He was rewarded. By, you know, because they said he wants to drop dead there. Said they gave another 80 years. Okay, period. Ksiv. Now we have some Zionistic Gemaras. Ksiv, not as much Zionistic though as the Gemara and Ksuvus itself. The Gemara and Ksuvus is much, much more. But the Gemara and Ksuvus, they were in Bavel, so they need to be more Zionistic. Because generally the Zionists who live in Chutz Laaretz, right? But here we have, they live in Eretz Yisrael, they didn't have to wear their Zionism on their sleeve, right? So says the Gemara. Yaakov said, "Unso sani mi Mitzrayim, bury me from Egypt. Ukaratayim grusam, bury me in the burial places in Eretz Yisrael." Yaakov, kolay du mam du hu mau manche. Every place where he was, what's the difference where he's placed? Manche here should be written probably with a chav. In other words, what difference does it make? Who cares where he's buried? There's a big factor in go, for him to go, which means things on the inside. But it means there's something going on here. Rabbi Shimon Levi, my dvarim begav, something going on here. Rabbi Chiya, my dvarim begav, something going on here. My dvarim begav, what's going on here? Rabbi Shimon Levi, shamar, es halich livnei Hashem b'atzo sachayim. Dovmel says, I should live before, walk before Hashem in the land of the living. Follow, ain't Arzo, so what does it mean? Does it mean Eretz Yisroel? There's no greater Atzus Achaim than Tyre and Kesarin and the those environs, you know, the Golan and Lebanon, which are not part of Eretz Yisrael, where you have all the great springs and the, you know, those were the resort areas where the Banias is, and all Tyre is not such a big resort area nowadays. But you know that those are what. Why is Eretz Yisrael called Atzus Achaim? Right, you have ganz fine artists of chayim and chutz laaretz. Right, so say to taman kula. There's everything chutz laaretz. Taman sava. There you have great satiation. So what does it mean? Eretz Yisrael is artists of chayim. Rav Shimon Loki Shabbat by Bishu Beim Shein Kapor says Eretz Shemeseh Chaim Tchil Imosa Mashiach. It's a land where by Imosa Mashiach that there's Tchias Amazing first. My time of apostasy says no. The teacher said no. Say neshama lam olea. Because Baruch gives a soul to the nation which inhabits the land of Israel. So that's why Yaakov wanted to be moved to Eretz Israel. So Tchias HaMeisim should roll over him first. So says Mara, if that's the case, Me'ata Rabbi Seinu should be Bavel Yisidu. So what about the rabbis above it? What if they lose out of Tchias HaMeisim? What's going to happen to them? So it's famous Gemara, it's in the Bavli too. Amar Rabbi Simoya, Kosh Baruch Hu Machlilif Neimus Arts, Kosh Baruch Hu makes holes before them in the ground. Name is Gavlim, they roll Kenotos like full bladders. They came into they never used to understand square, I'm sure, but now we understand that this is the subway system. Right? They came into Magian Eretz Yisrael. Once they reach Eretz Yisrael, Nafshol Seini Moem, their souls are with them and they also rise to Tchias HaMeisim. Now of course people can rise to Tchias HaMeisim. It doesn't say that people don't rise to Tchias HaMeisim in Chutz Laaretz. But Imos HaMashiach, when the people first rise from Tchias HaMeisim, the first risings will be in Eretz Yisrael. Okay? My time, what Pasuk teaches us this, I'm going to bring it to your lamb, and asati uchibachem, I'm going to put my spirit upon you, in binyu v'chisem, and you will live. Rabbi Brecha Shor Rabbi Chalbo, Rabbi Brecha Asher Rabbi Chalbo, Rabbi Chalbo Shor Rabbi Ami, Rabbi Chalbo Asher Rabbi Ami, Rabbi Ami Shor Rabbi Lezer, Lezer Rabbi Ami Asher Lezer, Rabbi Lezer Asher Rabbi Chanina. These seven some say Rabbi Chanina Shor Rabbi Yeshua. Now's the amazing Gemara. If you look at going Yeravam, what about Yeravam? The guys who had said Mechelik Elam Mechelik Olam Haba. What about them? So I don't know what bothered him so much. Armalezer said, "Kavi Smanach Sveipa Kol Lato." Sulfur and salt, the whole land is burnt. Amrei Berachai Berachai said, that's nice, but Ma Hain Deshoilon, what they asked him, Lo Shavim in a Klum, they didn't hear from his answer any response. In other words, so what if the land is all burnt? What does it tell us about Yeruba? So Ma Ade, so what's the, Mao, Lo Shavim in a Klum, Mao, we didn't know what the answer is. So said, I'm sorry, no. Lo shemine klum, sorry. Mao kedun. So what does he mean to say? So this is what he meant to say. Very interesting thing. Came and shenisav Eretz Yisrael. Since Eretz Yisrael was all burnt out in the time of the Churban, nasav and midas adin. Interesting, Yeravam got his midas adin when Eretz Yisrael was burnt up because his corpse or whatever was there was burnt up. So I don't know if it's Churban by Yisrael or Churban by Yisrael. Pastor, it's Churban by Yisrael. So it's interesting. It sounds from the Yerushalmi that he does get Chiyas amazing. I assume he also gets Olam Haba, because there were terrible degradations which happened to his body in the kever. Okay? Time share of users, right? We learn that right now. Yes.
So therefore, in the future, that won't happen.
Right.
So the briskers say, Tiyam the Mishpat Tupadev, how do they deal with this?
I think so. Tani b'shem Ravila. Shem Hashanim Ost Eretz Yisrael Nisrafa. For 7 years, and I think this is after Churban Bayis Rishon. As you said, Eretz Yisrael is burnt up. Although the Siddur Tzad says, the Gvir Bris L'Rabim, he made a covenant with the Masses Shavua Echot for 1 week, and I'm not sure how the Pasuk Daniel exactly teaches that the Korban Eder goes into it, but let's just take it on faith. Anyway, but the Gemara asks a practical question. During the time of the first Beis HaKorban, there were Samaritans who lived in the land of Israel. That's when they came. So if all of the land of Israel was destroyed, Kutim Shabba Mayu Osim, what were the Samaritans doing? So as Matlios, Matlios says in the service, it was burnt in sections. It wasn't burnt all at once. And so they lived in one section, and then they were nomadic. They went to another section, and so on and so forth. Ksiv, it says, Vatop Ashkur Yu Pashkur, which is in Bavel. The Choyash Rei Yisrael, and all those who live in your house, Telchu B'Shevi, oh, actually, it was in Eretz Yisrael, sorry. You go to captivity, U'Bavel Tovo, you're going to come to Bavel, Sham Tamos, there you're going to die, V'Sham Atikar, and there you're going to be buried. That was a curse to Pashkur, who were inhabitants of the land of Israel. Rabbi Abba Amar, Rabbi Chelbo, Rabbi Chaim Bar Chinna said, Chayamar, Meisham B'Nik Barsham, person dies in the Chutzorets, and is buried in the Chutzorets, Yesh B'Yod Hashtayim, he's got two curses. That's what Yirmiyahu was saying. You're going to die there, you're going to be buried there. May Shom and Ikbar Khan be dying Chutzorets, and you're buried in Eretz Yisrael, Yesh B'Yod, you only have one curse. The Choronim has another opinion, which later on Yerushalmi is actually going to contradict. And the Bavli doesn't even bring it down. But an interesting opinion, Choronim are, Kivur Mechaper Eslam Yitzhlem. Even if you die in Chutzorets, if you're buried in Eretz Yisrael, it atones. That's an atonement.
So that's why they bring...
That's why they bring. Right. We're going to speak about that. Maybe not tonight, but tomorrow night we'll get there. Rabbi Yehuda B'Shem Rechaim Rechaim said, maybe tonight. Regal at the Bar Nosh, now it's a parenthetical remark, because Bavli also in Sukkah, but for some reason it's brought down here. Rabbi Yehuda B'Shem Rechaim Rechaim said, Regal at the Bar Nosh, Inam of Vilnina say, the legs of a person bring him, Kol Hein the Mitbeh, wherever he is requested or required. The Chesivit says, Vayom Hashem Yifates Achav. Hashem said, who's going to seduce Achav? V'yal go up, V'yipov Rose, Mosagol, Gilad, and fall in Ramos HaGilad. He died in Golan. The Yomus HaSof Beis, why can't he die at home? So it's more lo, tamon. No. He has to go where he's supposed to die. Where was he supposed to die? In Gilad. So therefore Hashem has to get him to go there. Ali Choref Achayo, train Iskrituri. Now this word Iskrituri is actually the Latin word secretary. It really is. That's how the Aruch translated. There are two secretaries, Iskrituri, secretary to Shlomo, of Shlomo HaMelech. Chama Malchamos, and the story in the Sukkot in the Bible is slightly different, but the idea is the same. Chama Malchamos and Mistakaboni saw the Malchamos looking at these two secretaries, the Chark Mishnah, and gritting his teeth. And he knew the Malchamos was out to get them. Amar Milo, he said a word, Shlomo. Yavachalo, and he had them fly in the air. Azos the Malchamos went, but Nasputu Mitamon, and took him from there, and killed him. Asagachich. So he came smiling, and stood opposite Shlomo. Amar Leis, so Shlomo said, I understand. Ahu Shaito, before, you were grinding your teeth. Because Gedorna Gochi, now you're happy? Amar Leis, so he said, I'll tell you. Amar Leis, Rachmona, Hashem told me, Diyansav Lachor, Elichuruf, Vachaya, Migochalol. Hashem said, it's time to take Elichuruf and Achaya, but you can only take away their souls if they're in the air. And I said, Varmin, I said, Man Yoiv Lielin, Lahom Desha, who's gonna give me them? Right, Lahom, who's gonna give me them to the air, the Shachas Mitzivin, so I can send and take them from there. For Yoiv Lemab, and Hashem put in your heart, or maybe it's Malchamos put in his heart, no, it's not Kosh Baruch Hu. Who put this in your heart to do this? Begin the Navich Lichus in order that I could do that which I was sent to do. And then I was able to go and deal with them from there. So that's what he said before. Wherever a person needs to be, HaKadosh Baruch Hu arranges that he'll be there. And if Eliyahu and Achia had to be killed in midair, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu arranges that they'll be sent to midair. And that's the way destiny works. Okay? It's kind of fatalistic view of life. Where you know, when it's gonna happen, it's gonna happen. Trey Manoid had a similar story. Wherever the Malachamovis has to find you, he'll find you. Right. Trey, similar story. Trey Manoid the Mal the Rabbi Ruin by Strabuya. Tamu the Rabbi, they're students of Rabbi. So Rabbi saw Chama Malchamos and Mistakabon, saw the Malchamos looking at them. And great, you know, grinding his teeth. Hermes said, Niglum de Roma, I'll send him down south. Shema, who shall Golos Mechaperis. Maybe Golos will be Mechaper, that they'll go to be saved. Now, Azam Nasim Taman, the Malchamos went and took them from there. Ula Nechoisa. Ula the Yored. See, they called him Yoredim back then too. Hava Idmichi was dying Tamar and Chutzlards. Shari Bachi began to cry. Amalei said, Malach Bachi, why are you crying? Imaskulach, if we're going to take you up to Eretz Yisrael, don't worry, we're taking you. Amalei said, Umanoi Isli, what benefits to me? Vanamovi Margolosi, I'm losing my pearl, my precious stone, my neshama, go Aramis Avtah in a defiled land. Lodami Apoto Lechek Imo. There's no comparison between somebody who surrenders his soul in the bosom of his mother in Eretz Yisrael, and somebody who surrenders his soul in the bosom of a foreigner. It's an interesting concept. I don't know exactly how that works, but it makes a difference where you die. It's what I'm saying. He wasn't able to get to Eretz Yisrael, though. Okay. I don't want to say anything on tape. Says more further. Raimer Idmich Basi, or Raimer died in Turkey. So he said, tell the people of Eretz Yisrael, the Dor Mashiachon Ditchon, who's Lubavitcher, he said, the Mashiach is dying. Right? Your Mashiach, your anointed one, is dying. So he actually told them to send the emissaries to Eretz Yisrael, because they didn't know Rabbi Meir. He was incognito there. He had to flee Chutzlaret. So they sent emissaries to Eretz Yisrael, to that they should come and take me. Avafilu Cain, Amar Lo, nevertheless he said, until they come get me, Yovan Arsiel Kefi, I'ma put my coffin on the seashore. Why? Because the Chsiv it says, Kiyuah Yamimi Sodova Anas Chana, Eretz Yisrael is bounded by seas, is founded on seas, Anas Chana, and supported by rivers. Shiva Yam is some Eretz Yisrael. There's seven seas around Eretz Yisrael. Yam Araba, the Mediterranean. Yam Tveriyah, the Kinneret. Yam the rest of the ones, and not all of them, I know. Yam the Kuvchu. Yam the milk of the Dead Sea, Yam the Chilsa the Chule, Yam the Shulchas, I don't know what that is, and Yam the Pame, I don't know what that is either. Ah, what about Yam the Chomets, another lake? That's not a lake, it's a reservoir. To Cletinus, whoever that Roman Caesar was, Hikva Naros Foso. He put the, what? Diocletian, right? He gathered rivers and made that place. So the bottom line is that we only, we all did you daven already? I daven already. Do you daven already? Do you have a minute without us? Do you have a minute without us? Count. So you have a minute without us, so we can wait. Two people, did you daven, Mr. Zuger?
Yes.
So you only have one here who didn't daven. Anyway, so the bottom line is, so you want it to be put on the seashore, so this coffin should at least be in proximity to Eretz Yisrael until such time as they come to pick him up. Okay, we'll stop here for this evening. I'll pick up with the rest of the Agada to tomorrow.
Tomorrow mentions Yerubbaal, but doesn't mention Ahav or Korah.
No, but I assume that they were also included in their cheshbon. That's my assumption. Okay, not bad.